Genesis chapter 5, Adam and Noah. Those who walk with God always reach their destination. Enoch walked with God, and he was not found among men, because God took him away to be home with him. He ends chapter 4 with these words, "Begin to inwardly call on the Lord's name." In the first verses of chapter 5, the statement is again repeated. He created them male and female, and they began to increase in number. We see here the sharp contrast of a generation marked by violence and sin, with another beginning to invoke God. God, in pronouncing his judgment on sin, allowed them to taste death, but not so with Enoch. Enoch walked with God, pleased God, and God took him away without the experience of death. No one likes to pass that chance, but we'll all have to pass it if the Lord doesn't come sooner. If you are right with God, God will give you the strength to go through the difficult time in complete peace. But if you don't have him in your heart, it will be the most difficult experience of your existence. Because Jesus overcame death, I have put my trust in him. And for that reason, I can enjoy peace and security. Smart men walked on the moon, daring man walked on the ocean floor, but wise man walked with God. Let's walk this day holding God's hand. Stretch out your arms and open your hands. Jesus has already extended his.